We're live now with a brand new episode of Backpass X Balestier Khalsa. And I've got with me the two young ones. Not very young in the team, but still considered pretty young. One on my right, he's probably the revelation this season in the league. Not just in the club, in the league. A person that we did not know much of and until we saw him in the first day of the season, and he's been ever present in the first 11, Mr. Fudil Yad. How are you?
Feeling quite good today. Thank you for having me here.
You're feeling quite good, but I know you're feeling nervous. That's what we've been speaking about before. And on my left, I've got someone who's pretty versatile. I think I've been quite impressed by what I've seen of him in the recent matches. It's none other than Mr. Shukri Warhaiza.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me here again. And
again?
Quite nervous.
No, again. That's nervousness speaking. That's nervousness. Yeah. Having you here again is the first time having both of them here on the show. Okay, trying to break the ice, I believe I've asked the two of you to prepare some questions about each other. How well do you know each other anyways?
I can say... Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. All right. Okay, so let's go, Shukri. Your five questions for Fudil.
Okay, let's start with the first one. What is my favorite number? Jersey number.
11.
No, this one.
Can I just say?
Yeah,
actually
7. Yeah. Ronaldo? Oh, actually, he guessed one of my questions, but yeah, that was my first question.
Your first question.
Yeah, my first question is, what is my favorite food?
Favorite food? Ayam penyet.
Almost there.
Almost there.
Chicken rice. Right?
Chicken rice. Ah, okay.
What's the difference between ayam penyet and chicken rice?
Ayam penyet, because the chicken is
smashed,
and it's very crispy. But I like chicken rice because the rice also, the chicken rice is more.
It's like a Chinese style.
Yeah.
I get it.
Next question.
Okay. If you notice what I've been doing for my past matches, what is my pre-match routine?
Okay. He should be wake up. Okay, wake up, do like hydration or stretching. Then 4 hours before game, they will eat some food. I think pasta.
That's right.
And he will come to like the game. Then he'll do his own stretching and hydrate or
Actually, you got that. He usually eat like 3 hours before game, pasta or of cups or doing stuff for game. Yeah, but just before match time, usually I'll do like more like film loading and stuff like that, activation. And yeah, you got it. 80% myself.
Okay, what is activation for those who do not know?
So basically, activation is like stuff that you do, activate our muscles, for example, like bands, do stuff. Opening close clamshells, as we call it, exhibiting the glutes, and some hamstring, simulate hamstring work. So we just to activate the muscles a bit to get it ready for the match. Yeah.
All right, nice technical stuff. Yourself, second question to give.
Oh, my second question is, what is my favorite food?
I think it's the one he's wearing a Copa.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question. Okay, what is my favorite? Because you already guessed one of my questions, but what is my favorite food to eat?
Oh, okay.
Wow. Biryani.
No, it's not. Actually, as cliche as it sounds, actually in the same episode.
Oh,
yeah.
You copy me,
yes. It's easy access for me. It's like
same kind nasi ayam.
No, nasi ayam. Then because it's like you like think best. Yeah, it is. Yes. Yeah.
So, your question. Third question.
Who is my favorite player? Should be easy. My position. I give
you. Yeah.
My position.
Let's narrow it down. What club?
Wait. Club later. You cannot say. Cannot say the club. It's linked to one of his questions.
Currently still playing.
Yes. Can say he's quite young, so 24 years old.
Oh my gosh.
That's his age?
Yeah. That's 6 years old.
Currently playing right back, 24 years old, in the English Premier League.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my days, I'm not so good at it. Now I'm just going to give up names.
Yeah.
Give up three names.
Three names.
Let's go about those names. Okay, let's only raise out the game. I don't know how old is Misaka because I'm actually say yeah. Is it? Okay, one of my guesses is Misaka. I don't know. Okay, second no, guess no. is what else? He plays for a team wearing blue. Oh, Chris James.
Oh, yes, right, right.
Yeah, he was telling me before, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Fourth question.
Okay, fourth question from me. Okay. I change it a bit. Who is my okay, who do I look up to in Balestier?
Oh
yeah. In Balestier Castle, who do I look up to?
I think it should be Masahiro. Am I right?
Close. It's not Marcel.
No.
No. One more guess.
Derek.
No. Oh. Actually, it's Iggy for me because although he didn't like have much start this season, but I've seen him play last season and he's one of the players that caught my eye where I can learn so much from him. Being so experienced in the game. And yeah, so that's it.
Oh, no. Hey, shout out to you, man. Hey,
Gladys. Okay. Last question.
I said, the question you really know that. So, I don't want that. Okay, lah. I just give up.
Okay.
What is my favorite club, lah?
Chelsea, yeah. Chelsea. Okay, let's see. For my one last question, let's see how you know me. When is my movie?
That's not. That's quite tough.
I literally knew it should be serious.
Yeah.
So,
try, I guess.
Okay, get
up. Give some hints. Okay. It's very late year. And in the middle. Like, okay. I'll say in the middle of it.
Late in the year and middle of that month.
Huge show, looks like November, baby.
Close, very close.
But it's November, right?
No, it's not.
October.
No?
Don't say December.
Yeah, it's December, actually.
December 15th.
Oh, very close, 14th. Yeah.
Whoa.
14th, yeah.
Nice. Alright. Okay, so we've got comments now coming in. Questions for you guys, your teammates are chipping in. Emmerich is saying, Shook. Do you think you are the fastest in the team or league? Okay, answer that first.
Okay. I mean, of course, I don't think I'm the fastest in the league, but based on what my teammates have been telling me, I know I'm quite fast, but in the league, maybe not. Yeah, you know. In the team?
One of them.
Maybe one of the fastest, but yeah, I mean, there's players like Daniel Goh is actually really fast and yeah, Masa is actually quite fast, but I'm not so sure. I'll try to test it out.
Okay. The other question is for Fudil. Fudil, how would you rate your season so far? That's one of our questions, Henrik. Thanks. Okay.
So sure, like talk from the start of the season to you now.
Just give a brief one later if I move
on. I would say it has been improving for myself, but there's still more room for improvement.
Okay. So Lingesh is one of our loyal supporters from all the way from UK. He's asking me, hi guys, how's everyone? What's the boots you wear currently? You know he's wearing Copa. What boots are you wearing?
I'm currently wearing the Nike. What's that? Nike. The Vapor are the latest reason why I can't remember what is the name. But I also sometimes switch it up if Copa seems really good.
Okay, and tough opponent so far, someone you face not as a team but as an individual.
I must say Maxime Bastien from Man City Series.
Okay, yourself?
Because I've been playing in two positions this season, mainly as a right back, most of the time as a right back in this game. I'll give two answers. Maybe as a wing back, As a right back, one of the captain's toughest opponent that I faced so far is I think I took my head. Okay, no, as a winger, most recent games is the last game because I only played 2 games as a winger. Yeah, the EPMM fullback. That was the first time I played 2 games as a winger. Yeah, I can't really think at the top of it. It's going back to the most difficult. So yeah,
okay. You don't have his name,
yeah. Yeah, that's his name.
Okay, okay. All right. I did Matthew saying, ah yes, the baby of the group. I believe that's Pudil.
Yeah.
Nice. Madhu is saying, hi, full game Pudil. What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? And what steps have you taken to create it? Wow, he always asks us this kind of questions, you know, thought-provoking.
Kind of legacy, yeah.
Firstly, why are you known as full game for the
as you if you watch the games, yeah, I'm pretty sure you watch, right?
Yeah.
The first few games, I always cramp up,
yeah,
57. Yeah. Right now, for the first 3 games, I think I've been playing 90.
Except
the last one. Yeah. So the team is calling me 90 minutes for deal or something like that. Because my fitness wasn't as good. But it's still not good now, but I'm trying to improve.
Yeah, improve, yeah. Okay, so what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? Very tough question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Legacy.
Legacy means what? Legacy means that how people want to remember you after you finish playing.
Oh, I would like to leave as a fullback. Usually, they will look at you as just a defender, you know. But for me, I would like to showcase my skills. Like I can attack as a defender, also. I can a modern day fullback. Yeah. So I hope that I can improve my game and to show the youngsters that you should be very comfortable with the ball and not be scared, no matter who you're facing.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. I think Matthew is asking, who is better, Reece James or Trent Alexander-Arnold?
Reece James, of course.
So, yeah, I agree. Reece James, of course, can't be Alexander-Arnold.
Okay, so let's get on to the questions. First of all, guys, please speak to us about the journey that you have both been on to reach here, the first team of Balistic Khalsa. I think let's start. Since you are the baby of the go with you.
Okay. Honestly, before the Balistic senior team, I've been in the Home United youth setup since I was 13.
Oh,
yeah. So
when it was known as Home United.
Ah, yes, correct. So from 13 to 16, I was at Home United. Then 17 to 18 or 19, I was in the FFDA setup, which is the national team youth national team. Yeah. So after that, I actually stopped football for 2 years.
Oh.
Because of NS.
Okay.
Because I didn't get to play for Young Lions. So literally 2 years, I didn't touch a ball. Except playing street soccer.
Finding recreational.
Yes, recreationally. Yeah. So after that, I got an opportunity to try for the first team for the rest of it. So I just took it and just tried. And thankfully, it got me to where to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you this. Okay, you got the tryouts. How do you know that there was trials or someone invited you to this trial?
Coach Razif texted me to come and try out for it.
Okay.
Because I think our physio Daniel, he told Coach Razif about.
Okay.
So Coach Razif texted me to come try for it.
Alright.
Yeah.
And then that changed.
Yeah, my
that changed your luck.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story. Brilliant. Shukri, yourself?
I've been playing football since I was very young, primary school and stuff like that, but I only took it seriously when I was in secondary school. So at the age of 14, 15, I was playing for the youth for Home United at the time. So I've been playing there for a few years till I got pushed to play for Premier League for the year of 2017. We did quite well and stuff like that, but then again, a lot of things happened in terms of like Premier League closed down, so I didn't get an opportunity to really showcase my talent. Yeah, how did I get to Leicester is actually quite interesting, because in the year of 2019-20 season, I played NFL for Timberwolves. And that season, I believe I did quite well. So the coach at that time was Coach Robert, the head coach for Timberwolves. He recommended me to Balestier Khalsa head coach, which was Coach Marco at the time.
Yes.
Yeah, so they linked me up. So I went for a trial, and that was where I think Coach Marco saw potential in me, and he signed me for the club. But then again, it was the year 2020, so a lot of things didn't go right. COVID happened, and not only that, I had to serve the nation halfway through the season. So yeah, so I came back last year after serving the nation and signed another year with Palestine. Yeah, I'm Felix. Yeah.
Okay. How was it like meeting Coach Marco last week?
It was...
Does he remember you still?
Yeah, we did have a chat like here and there, but yeah, he just a casual like how are you and stuff like that. Yeah, he's just like that.
It's nice that he still remembers you.
Yeah.
So he's responsible for you being here. Okay.
Yeah.
Now moving on to questions. Lingish again is saying, Fodil, you are from the youth setup. How long were you there before the promotion senior team is in that? Do you think this will happen if you're from another team? Yeah, he was one of the seniors. He wasn't from the youth setup, but he's still also Lion City Seniors or Home United before that. Madhu is asking, Shook, why do people call you the Ronaldo of Singapore?
Yeah, he's just struggling, but I don't know. I think I heard this a few times at the changing room, you know, but I think it's because I
you idolize him.
Yeah, I idolize him, and I follow his. Okay, I don't want to, you know, I'm saying me, I'm kind of sir, but I idolize him in terms of his work. I think he's one of the players that young footballers should look up to because of how he works and how hard he works to get where he is. So I really idolize him. And actually, the way I look at football is almost the same. Although I'm technically not gifted, but my work ethics, I feel that I learn from him. So I think that's why he's still there. Yeah.
Okay. Lingish is saying, Fodil, for me, you actually remind me of a player, Ras Maino. I'm Ras. Vicente Lizarazu. Short fella but strong. Build up on your size, bro. That's what Lingish is telling you. Okay, Lizarazu is a player who's played for France. He won the World Cup with them. He won the European Championships with them. This was like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. He played for Bayern Munich as well, so won Champions League and Bundesliga and all that. So that's Lizarazu. Yeah.
He like with Zidane. Is he with like Zidane?
Yes. Same generation in 1998. Okay, Lingish again. Shukri, I wish to see more of your play in the coming games, and you appear to be a good option along with Iggy for Sabin. Daniel will usually be replaced for you. You almost had an awesome goal in the last match. You'll get there. Keep trying, bro.
Thank you for your kind words. I always trying to, you know, do my best in the pitch, be it as a sub or as a player, but yeah, I always succeed being that for the team to do my best. Hopefully to score my opponent this season soon.
Okay. Yeah, you... I think Brunei, what you had like
a few chances.
Yeah, you had a tap in.
Yeah, man.
Right, a tap in, right? Was almost there. Like, what?
Yeah, couldn't sleep, man, the night. Yeah.
For what a race. Because you got to a very good position.
Yeah.
And I think before that as well, you went close. You came in
Masa, yeah. You get it.
What a pity. Anyways, how did both of you analyze the season so far? So now you can go into greater detail.
Okay, so honestly, from the start, the first round, I don't think it was what I like vision it personally. Yeah, visualize. Yeah. So I realized that.
Why is that?
Because of my fitness level. and my decision making in the game. So technically, I'm still new to the whole SPL thing. So from that first round, I realized that, not from the first round, from trainings already, I realized that I'm still way, way behind all these players. So after that first round, I told myself like, this cannot happen, because I know I'm better than this. So I know that even in the second round, the first few games, I still cramp up at 57. But I try to improve my fitness, but also my decision making in the game. And technically, I can say that I'm not that good technically, but I still can. I'm very comfortable with the ball. So
yeah,
I still think that I can improve also. Mm. So as the second round goes by, I think after the fasting month, I honestly lost some weight. Yeah. So I think after that, my performance like kept rising. I got confidence from the Tampines game where we won them 3-2.
Yeah.
From then, I was like, okay, we gotta keep up this momentum.
Yeah, so how's your season been? It's been a mix. For me personally, mixed feelings. Because at the start of the season, as I said, actually I'm a natural winger or a right.
Yeah.
And to be playing most of the games as a wingback is a new learning journey for me. But I always take it with a grain of salt, you know, always trying to improve myself, be it in the position that I'm playing or in a new position that I'm playing. Yeah, so at the start of the season, playing as a wingback was very new to me. So yeah, I made a few mistakes, but yeah. Yeah, and then but as I said, I'm always looking for things that I can improve and I can learn. So it wasn't the best start of the season for me. But as time progresses, coach believing in me, you know, although it's not, as I said, not a position that I play naturally, I feel I improve gradually as time goes by. As when I had the opportunity to play as a winger, I'm actually quite excited, you know, being able to showcase what I can do for the team. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but then again, be it coach playing me, as I said, for a fullback or a winger role, always there to be the best for the team. So if the coach was actually in the position, I need to give my all for the team. Yeah.
Alright. Thanks. Any senior player that has helped you the most on and off the pitch, maybe, you know, in terms of guidance, stuff like that, you know, advice, guidance. Same question for you.
Okay. Okay. Personally, for me, it's not only bound to like one player in the team. I feel this season I'm very grateful and honored to be a part of the team, because the senior players, all the senior players, has been guiding me. You know, there's no ones where they pull me down when I'm not performing well, which is good. But with that said, if I have to narrow it down to one player, I think you all will be surprised. I said it earlier, it's got to be there were times where I needed help, and since he's also playing in the position that I'm playing, I always seek guidance from him on what are the things that I can do better and stuff like that. And he's always there and helping to help, which I'm very grateful for. Yeah, he told me a lot of like tips, and he also told me to use my speed as my advantage, and there are things that I didn't see before that got me to like, it opened my eyes. Yeah, so if I got to narrow it down, I would say not only on the pitch sometimes, but also off the pitch, he was there. Yeah, and also as I said, not only he, and not all the other same players like Wayne, Emery, and Darren is always there, you know, to tell me what are the things that I can do better as a ball player. That's why I'm very honored and grateful to be a part of this.
Nice.
I would say the same, like all the senior players, because I'm new, to this SPL setup. So during the pre-season, they will always advise me on what I can improve on and what I can work on. But if to narrow it down to one person, I would say Manu, because I've been playing alongside him most of the games. So he will always tell me what I can improve on, like always try to keep the ball better, or how should I defend? Because I'm playing alongside my people that I used to watch on TV when I was a kid. So it's like honestly a dream come true, but also they are somehow like mentors for me, and they teach me how to be better, not in only on the pitch, but off the pitch also.
Nice. Right. Masu is in and around the comment section. We'll get to him soon. But Emric is asking Fudi, what are your comments on my placing shots?
I must say, if we have a shooting drill, you want to have Emric on your team. Oh my days. He always got some billion goals. Always.
Okay. Yeah. Alright, Emric, go and see that on the field. Wow. Hopefully we get to see that as well. If some, you know, last minute top corner shot, you know, wow, that'd be brilliant. Lingvish asking question for both players. Being young, I was recently chatting with one podcast host. It seems that there is a need for local players to have a clean-cut image, like no tattoos, fancy mohawk haircut, etc. Do you think it's an expectation for a player's own self-care? A clean image does not apply to the foreign players, I feel. So what do you feel? Is it an expectation from the club or from yourself that you have to have this clean-cut image?
For me, if you want to have tattoos or the mohawk or anything, for me, it doesn't matter as long as you are disciplined enough, come on time for training, give your best, all that. Because maybe it's just an image for them, you know, like how they present themselves. Foreign players, the youngsters, they also have full tattoo sleeve, tattoos, but they, as long as they perform well, I don't think it should be an issue. Yeah.
I totally agree with what Fudil said. It's not about so-called the appearance of how they portray themselves to the outsiders, but also how disciplined they are, obviously, for the club, as I said, time and doing what they're supposed to do. So as long as all of that are in check, I think it doesn't matter about how you want to style your hair or if you want to have tattoos and stuff like that. Yeah.
Alright. Madhu is here, first Madhu's turn. For the both of you, there are so many things happening in Singapore football in these recent years. But if you guys have the ability to change one thing, bracket anything, what would it be and why? Let's go and shoot.
Oh, this is heavy.
That's Madhu for you.
Okay. To be honest, I have not been really keeping up with what's going on around Singapore football and stuff like that. But from my observation, personally, this is just my personal opinion, what I would do or change is to have a proper, you know, if you want football to really succeed in Singapore, you have to have a proper development stage for the young footballers and also focus on how they are brought up, mostly, you know, like doing something and stuff like that. Maybe teach them more about nutrition as they're growing older and stuff like that. Because it's really important for me personally. As I said, I idolized, so I'm going to detail what he eats and stuff like that. So it's new to me, but at the same time, I'm already at this age. So I only hope that young girl footballers of Singapore can have something in place so that they know more about nutrition and stuff like that.
Maybe like clubs, all the clubs in Singapore should open trials for the younger boys. Because for me, during the 2 years that I never played football, honestly, there's so much talent in Singapore. I'm not gonna lie, because I played recreational football. I see players that are so good, but I ask them why you want to pursue. First, they say there are no opportunities for them. So for me, I think if all the clubs open like trials for younger boys, maybe it will help us develop our football as they have, like, they can showcase their talent. But at the end of the day, it's up to them whether they They want to come on, right? Yes.
So, I think that's a very good point as well. Because I feel, in some ways, I feel it's a bit closed doors.
Yes.
You know, those people through the academy or the coaches know this guy because I'm coaching you in the school, and then I bring you into the team and all. And then, you know, so there are talents that maybe some players are in schools that do not have football as a CCA. Yeah, but they're good players. And as you say, you know, they play outside recreationally, they play very well. But they don't know much about, okay, the trials open or it's not well publicized. So, yeah, it's a very good point. Like, you made it through trials as well.
Yes.
Lingesh is asking, sorry, did not know Fudil journey. Now I know, but honestly, it looks like a good pitch, an example for some players out there locally to not give up and pursue football still. It's like our very own Fadi in Singapore. Fudil's story journey. See, sorry, he's not asking, he's mentioning about that. Shukri and Fudil, really admire how you guys appreciate the senior players. The best way is to pay it forward to the likes of Jordan and etc. Well done, fellows. Madhu says, next training, I'll come in a mohawk. Would you want to see Madhu in a mohawk?
Oh, definitely. Please come in a mohawk, Madhu.
Madhu, I'll hold your word for it. You better come in a mohawk. Okay, Lingesh is asking, what clubs do you guys want to see resurrect back into the SPL? Two teams if you have the choice.
I would like actually Gombak United, because as a kid I used to watch Abu Kasmi. Because I like him. Because last time I used to play as a striker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was like my, because with the dreadlocks, yeah. He's like my local idol also, like, as a striker. So maybe Gombak United.
Okay. I think based on what I see, well, I guess, although I'll just say New Home United, although they technically didn't get this minute, yeah, changed my status, but only because I was there throughout my start on the journey, you know, I really felt climb up the ranks to play professional, so I think it closed the lid to my heart, that's why I think United for me. Yeah.
Okay. Right. How important has Peter been to the both of you this season?
Coach Peter has opened my mind about football, like, better, because his philosophy is very different from what I used to train since young. So for me, it is true that he say we have to defend from the front. Yes. And even though we play against big clubs like LCS, LBRX, then he still emphasize on still pressing and not sitting back. So for me, that is what I have, like, respect on him. And he's from Europe, right?
Yeah.
Holland, yeah. So, like, he sometimes will advise me on what I can do better and how can I manage my game better in terms of possession and stuff like that.
Personally for me, Coach Peter has been one of the most important person in my football career this season. Although I just got to him like 2 months, maybe around 8-9 months, really last season, but being under him taught me a lot of things. As people said, I think not only for me, but I can certainly say for other players as well. He taught us many things that opens my eyes, you know. Not only about tactics, positional play, but more about football, you know, how you can really see the quality of how personally he's from Holland, you know, coming here to coach us, really how detailed he wants us to play, which is good for me, because not only as a player, it makes you understand things easier of what coach wants from you and what are the things that you can need to look out for during the game. But also he's important and crucial for me because, as I said, when this season, because I've been playing as a fullback, also as a winger. So when there are questions that I am not sure, and when there are things technically that I'm not sure, when I go to him, he'll always be there. I know with open arms to guide me, which the guidance part is the most important for me, and he has never shied away from not only for me, for my observers, also for other players, to guide them to be a better player. So he is one of, like as I said, like, crucial person to help me develop to where I am today, even today. Yeah.
And also, I think the last episode, the players that came, Iggy and Emery, spoke about his fierce winning mentality. Has that rubbed off on the both of you?
Okay, so sometimes you play football, tennis, right?
Yeah.
I was on his team once.
Okay.
The same team. So we lost a point and I giggled up. Because I thought it was just like thanks for being here. Recently. Oh yeah, actually recently, yeah. Oh then he's pulling me he's pulling me then okay, so this guy is pretty serious. I mean I know he's serious, but I didn't know he would
that serious.
Yeah, so I respect that about him. He really has that winning mentality, yeah.
And for you, Shukri, you have played most of the time in your career as a winger.
Yeah.
But now this season you're playing as a wing back, right back. Are you familiar with that total football concept?
Not really. Yeah.
So in the Dutch total football concept, the concept is every player can play in any position. It's like a free roam. Anyone can play in any position. So perhaps that's what Victor is doing with you.
Yeah.
So trying to get used to playing right back. Actually, this thing they normally in Holland they probably started and the players are very young.
Mm.
So you get them to learn. Okay, we play right back one game. Next game, play centre back.
Mm.
So you start getting familiarized with all the different positions, and then they become after. Of course, they have specialist roles as they grow older, but they are familiar with the what you need to do in this position, what the person needs to do in that position. So that's basically the total football concept.
I see. Yeah. Mm. I think I can, when you're saying that, I think I can agree with you in terms of, because during training, not only have I been playing, like, you know, wing, right back, right wing, sometimes he put me, you know, sent to me, he talked to me, saying a few things, giving me advice, and he said once that this potential wing thing sent to me. So that's why I'm very grateful for him, not only for him, but also for the rest of the team, coaching staff, to guide me to
be like
today, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to comments, questions. Madhu again, last question, you spoke about Singapore having so many talents out there in Singapore, in SG. Would you ever convince a talented someone to leave his good paying, secure job to play soccer professionally?
Honestly, right? I would try my best to convince her, but like I said, we are living in Singapore, so it's just the Singapore lifestyle. They will always need to think about money. It's a must, to be honest. Yeah. So maybe if more clubs become like sailors, like
that. Okay, talking about that, Lingish is saying now the hype is on the LCS game against Spurs. I choose to watch this podcast. Thanks a lot, Lingish. Would guys welcome such big name matches to play as friendlies? What benefits do you think you can have with high profile match like this? By the way, I really think it should be against an SPL All Star instead of LCS. That's my view. So yes, what do you feel about having matches, friendlies against big name opposition like Spurs?
I think it's good for the club. Because, let's say, putting your, not only your club, but the league out there, you know. So, if we play good football against them, they will surely talk about us. So, I think that's a good thing to have opportunities to play big clubs like this in the future, hopefully, when they throw it.
For me, it's good to be able to, you know, play against big clubs like this. Where I look at it is you are able to see how good they are in real life. Not only that, you are able to play against one of the can say like better teams in the league, not say this thing, but like maybe world football. Yeah. So you are able to see the standards, the difference that they have compared to us. So I think it's a good eye opening for being able to get these sort of opportunities.
So Madhu says same. I believe he's saying that they should have played an SPL All-Star team. Okay, Ling is asking, if not for football, what careers you guys will have pursued?
Oh. Honestly, I was thinking of, because I was from sports management course, so I was thinking of being a personal trainer, a gym trainer.
Really?
Yeah, because I learned some bits of it. But here I am playing football, so yeah.
For me, I think if it wasn't for football, I honestly didn't have a one direction of what I wanted to be doing.
So, after we call one direction,
maybe I would have signed on becoming a police officer because 90% of my family members are from the police force. So, maybe I would have done that. Yeah,
it's like most of my family is in the police force. Oh, nice. In Malaysia. Okay, Ignatius is saying, Fudil and Shuk, why you both eat breakfast without asking the rest? Were you very hungry?
If you want me to be honest, actually, Iggy is the one who eat without us.
Yeah, Iggy.
We need to eat breakfast, me and Shuk. Then we saw Iggy with the rest. Wow, Iggy eat breakfast without us.
And what do you have for breakfast?
That time we eat her.
Was it for breakfast?
Yeah,
it was 11
plus
after training.
Yeah, so
Madhu is saying, glad to be here listening and watching. If these young punks
feel about me.
Okay. Lingesh is saying, also, I'm sure you guys are aware of our lower league teams. Both players, any particular team that caught your eye and think that they'll be a good fit for SPL. So I believe he's talking about those in the NFL. Now it's called what?
SFL.
Yeah, SFL 1 and 2. You guys know what the teams in those?
This season, I think that caught my eye is Police SA and GFE from SFL 2, I think. Yeah. Because my friends are doing that. And they actually, some of the players in the team, they are actually really good.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't have the opportunity, like what I said. So I think maybe not the whole team, but we, like, some players can honestly, like, be a good fit for SPL.
Personally, for me, I don't really follow any SFL. Two teams, but I have friends playing. I'm not saying the whole team, but I have friends playing for a certain team that can kill actually. But he used to be my teammate, so I know he's one of the few footballers that could really turn into the spirit if he really wants it, because of my team. So, yes,
Daniel Dose says, hi guys.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Okay. Madhu's asking a personal question. Dan, okay. Okay, guys. So now, besides training on the pitch, do you guys do any external training? Like, in the gym, Pilates, maybe yoga, whatever, Do you do stuff like that? Or you spoke a bit about nutrition as well. Yourself, do you watch your diet? Let's go off the pitch.
Okay, so off the pitch, I'll be honest, I'm trying to change my diet a bit, but it's a bit hard, but because I like my chicken rice, it's so hard. Then I like my mother's thing also. I'm trying to cut down on those type of food. But in terms of other things, I do some runs. Like after training at night, I will do some runs, maybe some push-ups and pull-ups at the exercise corner. Yeah,
runs like long distance running or sprinting.
Sprinting, because football is a game of sprinting.
Mm.
So I don't think it's
more like sprint stop.
Yes. So it's more to I will do that so that I can improve my recovery after sprint and all that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's helping you become 90 minutes for zero.
Also, shout out to Royal because after training, he will always do runs with me.
Okay.
Yeah, so that also helps me to have better fitness kind of.
All right. Okay. Yeah. For me, I said I look into nutrition and not only that, I work with because during the season we don't have much gym time, so I work very closely with my SNC coach, Jisoo Kim, to be able to build strength, not only to be able to build strength for the game. That was it. Yeah. So also I did, for example, as I said, I'm not technically gifted, so I'm still working on moving my touches and stuff like that. So usually I was training in the morning, so at night around 6 to 7, I'll do some more work just by myself on the top of my leg, just to improve on these touches. And yeah.
Okay. So there's still some gym work as well. Like,
yes.
Okay. Do you think, I mean, the two of you, do you think it's important to be physically stronger in today's game?
Yes. Yes. I really think so because the players, the SPL, much more stronger than I am. So I think I have to work on my physical side of the game. But for me, I also need to work on my mental side of the game. Because why I cannot be scared to play if I'm facing like players like Maxim or bigger players like Longkov and all. So, but I think my mental side of the game is okay. That's that, my physical injuries.
Okay, getting back to the last game, it was a bit of disappointment to lose to Hauga. It was a game where I felt that there wasn't really much in it. I mean, we had a lot of possession. There were periods of time where we kept them, you know, in their half.
Yeah.
They couldn't break out. And then suddenly they scored three goals in the end. Quite on the counter attack, and we saw a lot of players cramping up. So how do you guys? I mean, of course, you've had your post mortem after the match. How has the team analyzed this defeat?
I think Coach Peter, because on Monday he talked about the game. So I think during the game we kept good control of the ball. Just that the times where we lose the ball, they will transition very fast. So I think we need to work on our transition, like our recovery better. Because we can have possession throughout the whole 90 minutes, but one counter attack and they score, it's over for us. So,
I feel the same as Sophie said. We did have a talk, you know, footage review on what went wrong. We had control, it's just that in our decision making wasn't the best again. You know, we won the ball fast, but at the same time we also lost the ball fast. So keep talking more about so that's more for the team. For myself, because I still feel guilty to now, but I have to move on. But that's that. One of the goals considered was through a transition because of how I lost the ball on the side. And so more things for me is to take note, to not, you know, be so rushed with the ball, although we are chasing for the winner, to be more composed and so that the team don't suffer from a transition like that. Yeah, so
yeah. So like the possession you got three
is full. Yeah.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Yeah, because we saw what happened.
Yeah.
We lost the ball and then immediately it's gone.
Yeah, so that's one of the during the video footage when we review after the team left, I talked with Coach Peter and discussed about the things that I can do. At the point of time, that you know, so like the game is going to change. Yeah, so as I said, so it's a learning journey. Maybe you gotta risk the game. Yeah,
that's great, man. That's great. I hope it helps you. Lingesh is asking, I think, this time. I also noticed that when it comes to transitioning for life after football, our players need to plan early. I hope you guys are already doing it. But I notice it's usually pointed towards sales roles. Will you prefer a more specific skill job like chef or mechanic, etc.?
I would be
physical trainer.
Yes. Being a physical trainer. I may not be the biggest of size, but I think my knowledge, I can help people be stronger and be bigger. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. For me, it might be a weird one, but just now as we are speaking, or we are talking, I'm currently being looking into like videography and stuff like that. So maybe down the line, because I'm still in the beginning phase, maybe down the line I might go into that. During the end of my
career. Okay.
Yeah, like, what kind of videography do you look at? More to like
wedding.
Wedding actually is not limited on weddings and getting for restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
I do Shefan says who train me at the gym.
You like a distance.
I'm gonna get you on the show soon. Lingesh is saying, also being an ex-SPL player to think you'll be a good transition to become a ref in SPL. What do you think? There is actually already a ref right now who was a player in SPL. I know him.
Oswin.
So, what do you guys think about being a ref?
I think if we transition from a player to being a ref, I think we will understand the game. I get better because we play, so we know, like for example, like handball. Okay, but into this game, if he hits the hand, it's already handball, so we cannot say much about that. But like, how to say, like 50-50 challenges, we know the intention of the players. We can just tell us, so you can tell whether the player want to really inject his opponent or he really just went for the ball. So I think as a player transitioning to being a referee, I think you will be okay at how you will help Singapore. But I mean, the SPL league.
I agree with what you said. But I saw some clips, not pertaining to Singapore referee, like overseas referees, what they do on daily basis, that they're training and stuff like that. I can see that it's actually not easy and it's very different, you know, it's on how we as a player is playing football. So they have to look out for a lot of other things. So maybe being a player and transitioning to becoming a ref, it helps you in a way where, because you know as a player, as you said, your intentions of 50-50 challenges, I think that's where ref find it most difficult, you know, 50-50 challenges. Yeah, and not only that, with the knowledge that they will be learning, you know, taking the ref course and stuff like that, I think it will help in. Yeah, it is a good path if one thing to do so now.
Okay. Linga is saying, any personal trainers you guys want to shout out to?
I mean, for me, it's Sufyan. Sufyan, yeah, he's been helping me, I said, for the past week.
Which gym is this?
The Right Fit.
Oh, okay. You go to Right Fit yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that's my friend.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Smaller.
Yeah.
You?
Shout out to myself.
That's nice.
It's nice, funny.
Lingish is saying, I really think our physios don't get much mentions. How is both these guys, how is their personality like, and so our kitman, our physio and kitman. Okay, now kitman actually is also lined up to be on our show, Lingish, so look out for that episode, Kim and Daniel. I've got that planned. But what would you guys want to say about them, Daniel and Abang Latif?
Daniel and Abang Latif has been helping me set into a team since day one.
Okay.
And Dan is a very cheerful guy. And he will always, he knows that, because I've known him since last year. So he knows when I have a bad game, I will be very, very moody. Yeah. So after the game, sometimes he will just text me, cheer up, brother, we go again. He's so, it's like, I appreciate him a lot. And for Abang Latif, I think Abang Latif has shaped me to become a better man outside the pitch. Because he's really, for example, he doesn't like a player to sit on the ball. Okay, so I get it. And one time, coach was sitting on the ball, but he never scored. He just, coach can't just sit on a box or something like that. So I admire that he's
not straight up to say.
No, like he's
philosophy. So it's principle.
Ah, principle, yes. So shout out to both of them. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, thank you for bringing it up. Yeah, think about Then Abang Latif, then actually shout out to you then, because he helped me. There was one period Minden and John helped me because I was injured from my hamstring, you know. But during the recovery process, on the pitch, I was doing recovery with him. He really talked to me and motivated me. Really, he is one of a fellow. He's a very nice guy. Like, I can say he helped me go through that phase, you know. Also telling me, hey, don't give up. There are things. These are the things that you should look out for. You know, you're actually good and stuff like that. So really, shout out to him for. I would say believing in me and giving, like, being patient with me throughout this recovery process. Yeah. And also for Abang Latif, he's a funny guy for me. He's a really funny guy, you know, cheerful, coming to training. And really, he shout out to him as well because he helped us a lot during training, you know, as we were training. He helped to fill up our stuff, you know, from water, taking balls, and doing shooting. So really, it's not an easy job. So shout out to him.
Yeah, and there's also another physio called Jonathan.
Yes, right? Yes.
Yeah, so shout out to him as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Lingesh is saying, both players, what do you think about the remaining fixtures? One set of games that determines who finish top four. Do you feel you guys have a chance to dictate that?
Honestly, I'm really looking forward to play this type of games. Because we are playing, we're going to play against Tampines, Willex, Geylang, and Sailors.
Sailors, yes.
Yeah, Sailors, yes. So, for me, it doesn't matter who we are facing. I'm just going to give 100%. And I think, honestly, this third round is all about us.
Mm-hmm.
About Velester. Because we have really showed what we can do and we play really good football. So, I really hope that we can achieve something big this year with the club and as a team. And I feel that we can only do that if we are together, and we have been great together so far.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Personally, for me, always looking to strive for the best. I'm always looking at it as well as one game at a time. So on this opponent will be serious. It will not be such an easy opponent, but at the same time, that's what we said. Also, what Coach Peter in talking to us, saying that this season is actually whether we really want it or not. It's more of focus,
yeah,
because he knows that we have the quality, and I really believe that as well. You know, I agree with him. Our team this year, we still really have the qualities, and we know we can play. It's just whether we are really focused on getting the 3 points. So yeah, I'm really hyped and really super focused on this coming game, and we will get 3 points. Yeah.
Right, that's good spirit. I think personally, I feel Balestier can beat anyone,
yes,
on the day. We can beat anyone, and even next game we play against Lion City Sailors on the 31st of July, 7:45 PM. It's still gonna be at Bishan Stadium because we share stadium depth. So no difference in the location. But I think the two games we've played LCS so far this season, both times we've lost, but I think the results don't really tell the full story. And yeah. So I think we can beat them if we give our best. We believe. I think belief is a very important word, right?
Yes.
So mentality as well. Gotta keep that mentality going.
Yeah, but
for the remaining games, don't get scared, don't get afraid, don't get bogged down by pressure, because there will be pressure, there is pressure now. So don't get bogged down by that. And I think you guys will do well. You know, we will be cheering you on, either on TV or on the stadium. I don't know why, but I just kind of feel I'm a bit of a jinx. When I come to the stadium, team loses. So like, Okay, Lingesh saying, guys, this is a sharing as a fan. I noticed that there is suddenly loads of neutral fans looking towards BKFC, and I think it's a good chance to grow a following. Do you guys feel pressured for that? And you think you need to engage with fans more after games? Okay, let's just talk about fans. What do you feel about the fans? I think now there's a new group of young fans cheering you guys on BKFC TV, very enthusiastic guys. What do you have to say about the fans?
Thank you. Like, really thank you. Because
have you ever met them? Not just them, any other fans for that matter.
I got talked to the uncle with the cat.
Abang Tiger,
yes. Abang Tiger. Because I think I've seen Abang Tiger. Because last time when I was a kid, I've seen some. He used to be S League last time, yeah, so yeah. I've watched some S League games. But I noticed that last time, Balestier didn't have as much as a strong fan base, I can say.
Mm.
Maybe. But now it's.
Vocal fan base.
Vocal fan base. They have a strong fan base, but no vocal fan base, like what BKFC TV is doing. So, really thank you, because these type of things makes us players feel appreciated for our hard work, because we are not only fighting for the club, we are fighting for our fans also. So I think it's really, really good to have them there not every game, but most of the games. But I will tell you, shout out to you if you're watching.
Yeah, man.
Really, really thank you and appreciate it a lot.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, for me, same thing, you know. Thank you to all the fans that have been supporting us this season by far. We can really see that the fan base has really grown from the start of the season to now, you know. I think this is due to the football that we play and the interesting football things that we do, you know, on the pitch and the results that we produce. So, as a player, we feel very motivated. You know, as we said, really motivated to not only perform for the club, but also for the fans. You know, we don't want to disappoint them after the game and stuff like that. But unfortunately, there are games where, you know, we didn't live up to the expectation. But as I said, we are always looking to improve. So we don't want to build too much on the loss, and we are always pushing forward, pushing our best, trying to be super focused on the upcoming game. So, yeah, you guys, thank you so much for supporting us, and also, do hold my word for it that you will always give our best for our matches. Yeah.
All right, that's very nicely said to the fans. I hope you guys are listening, watching, fans of Balestier Khalsa. Lingesh, I know you're a fan, but let's just say I need to find out more about BKFC TV. Is it in Instagram? Yes, it is. Guys, wish you well and put all the effort you guys get, and hope my letter did not distract you guys. Just wanted to encourage our players in the role. Thanks also for making time for this. Hope the podcast helps.
Thank you, Mr. Nikesh.
Yeah,
I will do our best for this club, and we hope to create some history for this club.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Mr. Nikesh. Yes. Thank you, and also again, you keep supporting us. But as I said before, we always do the best for the club, and we are always training to be even a better footballer than we were yesterday. So thanks for the thanks.
All right, and with that, it's been an hour in the show, and these two guys started off very nervously, and we've spoken for an hour. So that's very nice. I hope they've obviously shaken off their nerves, and it's me, Ras, signing off. Bye. See you at the next match.
You.
Losers.